with Richard Millward at the Computers at Schools conference. Richard, can you tell me what's your impression of the day so far?
Well, I've been most impressed with the numbers of delegates, the quality of what's been spoken about, the excitement in several sessions, a real kind of confidence coming out of people at times which are very trying, and I would have thought rather threatening for computer science teachers. So enjoyable.
What do you think about the sort of the whole kind of informal pressure group thing that's going on towards government? Do you think it's a good focus that's going on? It seems to be several levels of sort of subtle pressure or sort of hinting at that maybe we should be looking at the curriculum and computer science.
Yeah, I have no doubt that it's important and vital to do. Yeah, and I think we have suffered for 40 years of not really getting our head round what is computer science, what are computer studies in school. We still have a challenge in front of us because of the ubiquity of its use, the fact that it's a service, it's in the cloud, it's kind of everywhere to us now. And therefore, where do we nail it? Where do we actually get to understand its secrets, what lies behind, what explains it, and ensure that not only the next generation of entrepreneurs and creative people get a full, you know, complement of understanding and skill, but also that we are able to have rational thinking amongst the rest of the people that don't want to take up computing as a career, but want to make, you know, sensible sense of what computers do for them.
I mean, it is interesting. I mean, I'm sort of talking to Kerry Facer next week, and one of the things in her Learning Futures book is about how our identities are becoming an accretion of all the digital media around us, and how we interact and understand sort of how we navigate these worlds. I mean, I think this possibly is one of the ways in to be able to look at that. So even though some people may not want to go the whole hog down into coding and that, but there is a way in, there is a kind of understanding of how we meet with this world.
That's right. I've been in a session just now which was a presentation around computational thinking as a course, but nevertheless taught that computational thinking, a very abstract kind of idea, through the craft of programming. But most importantly, the pedagogic innovation discussed was getting students to discuss what they were doing together. Now, that's something that I've not heard before amongst computing people, the notion that discussion might be valuable in order to get to a deeper understanding of ideas, not simply the craft of doing. The computer science suffers the same as design and technology from having a rich body of knowledge underlying it. Engineering knowledge in the case of design technology, you could argue, and various other kinds. I don't want to be too specific. And computer science, information knowledge about algorithm and data structure and all kinds of other good things. But that wealth of knowledge isn't necessarily clarified simply because somebody can perform in that field. So the person who can make a violin doesn't necessarily show they fully understood all the things that surround the violin's structure and performance. And they shouldn't necessarily have to either, always. But if we're talking about graduates, if we're talking about A-levels, if we're talking about the higher levels of understanding, we do want to make sure of that. So it isn't good enough just to show that a student can write a program, that it works. They need to go beyond that. And I think the discussion argument we've just been hearing, it gives me heart that we are going to be able to go beyond that.
And taking things back, I mean, it's also giving time for reflection, giving time to turn things over, and longer periods of looking at things. When someone said there was a 2-week lag between punching holes in the cards and getting the feedback about the lines of code that didn't work, I think, you know, that was half said in sort of in jest, but I think there was a lot of truth behind it.
Well, I have mixed feelings about that issue. I don't think anybody should be put through difficulty. Because difficulty is good for you in the learning sense, necessarily. Challenge is always good for you, it seems to me, and often desired by most, as long as they understand that they've got an opportunity to overcome the challenge and believe that they could get there. But the thing that I think is most missing in all our debates, and this is across the board, not just in computer science, is how the computer augments our ability to do things and achieve things. And so just like the pen has changed our ability to write and reflect on our notes later and so on, computer in all of its deep and interesting ways lets us do the same. So you're not wrong to talk about reflection, but I wouldn't put people through the kind of agonies that we used to go through when we were first programming.
No, I think basically that's a metaphor for me. Anyway, Richard, thank you so much and enjoy the rest of the day.
Thank you.